Bethu. It's great to see everybody smiling today. It's a good joke. Thanks for always following guidelines. Let's all do our part to remain safe and in good health. This Sunday, I have a few announcements real quick. This Sunday, Sheikh Shahid Ali will begin his class starting at 10:45 to around 12 noon. And then immediately after, Dr. Siddiqui will join the same Zoom session for his regular tafsir, continuing with Surah Baqarah. So you can mark your late Sunday mornings for spiritual learning from 10:45 to 1 p.m. And if you want to find the link, it's in the ISOC newsletter that was emailed out to everyone. Tonight, this Friday, MYG will be hosting a talk with Ustad Mudassir Mayit and Ustada Aisha Hussein on how youth can make the best use of the long summer ahead. So if any of you guys that have youth here, or any brothers and sisters that have youth, make sure if they're not doing anything tonight from 8:30 to 9:15, just put them in front of a computer, and inshallah, the program will be great. So complete details for that are in this week's ISOC newsletter as well. As we quickly approach the blessed month of Dhul-Hijjah, on Sunday, July 19th, Dr. Siddiqui will be discussing the ways in which we can maximize our rewards, especially during those first 10 days, and many other acts of worship, which are highly recommended, such as fasting and qurbani or udhiyah. Plan to join in the evening from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. And as a service to the community, the ISOC Food Pantry will be accepting qurbani meat and will distribute it on your behalf. Please call the main office for details. And lastly, remember to leave immediately once the prayer is over. If we can exit one row at a time, meaning the last row all the way to the first row, if we can exit one row at a time, that will help to maintain social distancing. And then exit from 11th Street parking lot. We understand that these guidelines can be frustrating, but these are all efforts to, inshallah, keep us safe, keep the masjid open, and keep us all healthy and safe. Inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, there goes. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's red.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Indeed, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we praise Him. We seek His assistance and His forgiveness from the evil consequences of our deeds and our actions. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, no one could try to guide that person. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves to go astray, no one could try to guide that person. And I bear witness that there's no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is his servant and messenger. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqati wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Or you who truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, your creator, your sustainer, advises you to have taqwa, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you go on through your day. When you're dealing with your spouse, when you're dealing with your children, when you're on your tablet, when you're on your phone, when you're on Netflix, when you're watching this and you're listening to that, be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you don't fall into doing something that might displease Him. As you ought to be in this state, and do not leave this world except submitting to Him in Islam. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wa ma yuti'i Allaha wa rasulahu فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Or you who truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once again, your Lord, your Creator, advises you to have taqwa, to be conscious of Allah, to be conscious of your Lord. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises you what to do, what? تَقُولُ قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, to say truthful words. Be conscious of what you say. Watch out for your language. Do not backbite. Do not talk about some other family or other person that you have no business talking about. Be careful what you say. And if you're able to control your tongue, Allah will rectify your deeds, forgive you for your wrongdoings. And whoever obeys Allah and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has indeed gained a great success, a great reward. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we're able to still gather in the current situation of this beautiful signs of this beautiful deen, the Jummah prayer. Even though we're wearing masks and we're 6 feet apart, we're getting temperature scanned, you have to register online. But for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love of this deen, that we're willing to go through that. And obviously to keep ourselves safe. And so we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we're able to still gather. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all that He has blessed us with, even during these times. And the thing is, my dear brothers and sisters, if we go through the Quran, one thing you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one thing that He does to guide people, of course He sends prophets, He does miracles, but one thing, He sends a lot of signs to certain people. That people wake up from their heedlessness, that they wonder and they ponder, where did I come from? What am I doing in this world? Where am I going? Now hopefully that question will pop in their head and they'll ponder on it. And there's no other nation that's mentioned in the Quran that had the most signs than the people of Fir'aun. The people of Fir'aun and his empire that he had. You know, Fir'aun thought he was God. He told Musa, "Ana Rabbuk, I'm your Lord. You worship me." Very heedless, very arrogant. But this was his way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى تِسْعَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. That Allah said that what? We gave Musa some signs. Nine signs that they gave, not just one or two. And we're living in a situation right now, we're under this whole coronavirus, and look how the way that we're looking at each other, we can't go to work, stay 6 feet apart at the grocery store, etc. These are signs, just how the people of Musa, people of Fir'aun got. But these people got nine signs. Imagine how heedless they were. Not just one, not just two, not just three, nine. And guess what? They still didn't wake up. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Araf, chapter number 7, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we sent them a tufan, a flood. And they went to Musa alayhi salam and said, "Ya Musa, make dua to your Lord to take this flood away from us. We'll believe in you." and we'll let the children of Israel go. We'll let the Jews go. We won't enslave them anymore. So Musa alayhi salam made dua, and it stopped. What did the people do? They went right back to their old ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that sent jarad upon them, like big grasshoppers, locusts, yani. Imagine, they were all over themselves. It's even mentioned that it was in their houses, in their pots, in their clothes. They didn't have windows that, you know, sealed shut, if you will. It took over the whole town, these big, large grasshoppers. What happens in Egypt today? What happened? Then they finally said, oh, we realize. Oh, we'll believe in you. We'll believe in the Lord of Musa. Just make dua again. What happened? They went back in their own ways. Allah sent on them lice, small bugs, in their hair, on their skin. Did they stop? No. They sent frogs. Imagine that, frogs running all over your city, inside your house. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned their water into blood. They went to their river and it was blood. They went to their wells and it was blood. They couldn't even drink it anymore. If we were living during that time, what would we do, my dear brothers and sisters? Would we drop on the ground and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rab, forgive us for whatever we did. Please stop this, Ya Rab. If we're during at that time, what would we do? We would be lost. We would beg Allah, stop this. But alhamdulillah, when you turn on your faucet, alhamdulillah, you still have somewhat clean water. And alhamdulillah, we don't have frogs in our towns. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this plague that's upon us now. And this is a reality of it as we're seeing it now. As we are shut down and life has completely changed. And who knows when the end's coming, and inshallah the end will come, but who knows? And this is something for my dear brothers and sisters, just how the people of Fir'aun got these signs, that me and you need to also take this sign that we're in right now. And also turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make sure during these signs, if we're not making strong dua, if we're not praying harder than we ever prayed before, then there's something wrong. If we're not opening up the Quran more than we did before, then there's something that we have to think about. Because we don't want the signs like the people of Fir'aun had. We don't want to go to that level. This one sign, this one coronavirus we have is, Ya Rab, we got the message. Inshallah, we'll turn back to Ya Rab. Inshallah, we'll ask, we'll make istighfar, we'll ask for forgiveness. And this is what we're going through, my dear brothers and sisters. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah An'am, where he says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالدَّرَّاءِ وَلَقَذْنَاهُمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَدَرَّعُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have put affliction on trials and nations before you, and we afflicted them with bats. And if you go to the tafsir of this ayah, the scholar said bats means that affliction in their wealth, in their amwal. And how many people are getting laid off? How many people are forlorn that they're not getting a check right now? We ask Allah to make it easy on people. The people have to pay rent. People are really worried if they're going to be able to pay their bills. I think everyone here probably knows someone that maybe been laid off, if not our own selves. So Allah said that we afflict them in their own finances. Your 401k is going down. Your stocks are going down. You're forced to take time off. And then Allah says, وَدَرَّى, that we afflicted them in their bodies. Viruses, sicknesses. Why, Ya Rab? Why did you do that for? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَدَرَّعُونَ That perhaps the people will do what? They will humble themselves. They won't be arrogant. I'm not going to give salams to him. He has to give salams to me. I'm not going to forgive this person. That they will what? That they will humble themselves. That they will turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my dear brothers and sisters, this is the time as we're going through this, and we thought it was over. We thought a couple weeks ago, like, alhamdulillah, everything's open up. Yeah, right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a plan. And it's inshallah ta'ala that we understand, we take these signs from our Lord, and we ask forgiveness from Him. And that we also, everyone knows personally what they have done in their life and what they put through. And believe me, alhamdulillah, you guys are amazing, mashallah. To go through all this is to come to pray, Jummah prayer, mashallah. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees those efforts. But this is a time that we turn back and we make extra dua, extra attention to our Lord. قُلِ قَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفُرُوهُ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام على رسول الله فيه اجمعين. At the end, the last thing I want to bring a note to is a verse that came after, right after this, in Surah An'am, where Allah Subhanahu says, "فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَ بَأْسُنَا جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَدَرَّؤُوا وَلَكِنْ قَسَّتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَزَيَّنَوْا الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ." Allah Subhanahu says that we tried all these people. They got the 9 signs. They got this. They got the coronavirus. They got this plague. That hopefully they'll humble themselves. But Allah says only if they did. The next verse Allah explains that people still didn't take the sign. We still got the racism still plaguing our country. Even this is a time where people are supposed to be working together. I don't care if you're black or you're brown. We're just trying to survive. We're trying not to get sick. But still we have racism that's plaguing our country. That people will still work together, but we don't see that. Imagine that during this time would be a time that people will work together. We're actually seeing the opposite. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that only if they would humble themselves. But what? They didn't. Why, Ya Rab? Why didn't they do? وَلَكِنْ قَسَّتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. That their hearts are قَاسِيَةً. قَسْوَةً. Their hearts are hard. That they're not soft. What does that mean if your heart's hard? That you're not seeing the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That they're not able to achieve that. People are arguing that they're wearing, I don't want to wear a mask. I'm not going to follow it. Right? This is our country. This is the people. People's hearts are hard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people's hearts are hard during this time that they're not asking for forgiveness. They're not turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe this is a time to forgive. Maybe a time to make that call back to that family. Maybe the time to think about that financial transaction maybe that we did. Maybe it's a time to maybe pick up the Quran a little bit more. That then maybe I could start praying that I've been missing my salah for a certain amount of times. Maybe it's time for the change. And not have this heart that is hard, my dear brothers and sisters. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they got these signs, but they missed out on the whole thing. 9 signs came to Pharaoh, and guess what? Didn't help them. And signs are coming right now in our own country, and believe me, people are missing it. And we don't want to be part of this group, my dear brothers and sisters. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep our hearts soft, that we take these signs and we turn back to Him, and we ask for forgiveness, and we recognize the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With our strongest armies and our nuclear bombs and our fighter jets and our armies, we can't even do anything. Who are we going to shoot? Where's the coronavirus at? Where are you going to shoot at? You can't do nothing. Other than raise your hands up and say, Ya Rab, protect me. And all the doctors could do, with all due respect to the doctors, is cover your face and stay 6 feet apart. We don't got a medicine to give you. And just pray. They don't mention that, but that's what they should be mentioning. And just pray to your Lord. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us soft hearts, Ya Kareem, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen our iman and taqwa during this time of pandemic, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbi, Ya Shafi, to give us shifa, give us a cure for the sickness, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Rabbana la tu'akhidna inna sina aw akta'na. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltuhu wa lalladhina min qablina. Rabbana wa la tuhammilna ma la tuqata lana bih. Wa'fu anna wa'gfirna wa'rhamna. Anta maulana fansurna lilqawmi lkafirin. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وآفنا واعف عنا يا كريم يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشفي مرضانا, اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا يا كريم يا غفور يا رحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. أقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة, حي على الصلاة, حي على الفلاح, حي على الفلاح.